The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. I am doing lots of traveling in the upcoming weeks, and I wanted to tell you about some of the places where I'll be, and maybe I will see some of you. First of all, I really want you to join me in Washington, D.C., along with some of the top names in the field of sexuality, including my guests today, at Catalyst Con East, which is this three-day conference that was created to inspire exceptional conversations in sexuality. There's tons of amazing speakers and sessions. It's being held right near Reagan National Airport. And although the weekend package has sold out at this point, that's how popular this is, they are still selling tickets to Saturday and Sunday when the bulk of the events are happening. We're also going to be doing live shows. That's right, live versions of Sex Out Loud from our special Catalyst Con studios. And you can be part of the studio audience. So, to register and get tickets, go to catalystcon.com. You can use the coupon code Tristan for $10 off registration. That's all happening in March. And then right afterwards, on April 6th, is the Feminist Porn Conference at the University of Toronto. It's a one-day conference that happens the day after the Feminist Porn Awards. It brings together academics, scholars, porn performers, producers, and critics, and there'll be panels, papers, and a few very special screenings. So you can go to thefeministpornbook.com and click on the link for conference, where you can read all about it and you can register. Early bird registration rates are good until March 1st, which is today. So get on there and register. But you can register all the way up till April. I am really excited to have our guest on today's show because we haven't spoken in quite some time. I last interviewed her about her first book on this subject many, many years ago when I was writing my column for The Village Voice. So I'm glad to reconnect with her. She is an ageless sexuality advocate. Joan Price is the author of Naked at Our Age, Talking Out Loud About Senior Sex, and Better Than I Ever Expected, Straight Talk About Sex After 60. Naked at Our Age won the Outstanding Self-Help Book in 2012 from the American Society of Journalists and Authors and was named Best Book 2012 from the American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. And the audiobook was nominated for an Audi in 2013. She recently edited a steamy senior sex anthology titled Ageless Erotica. Please welcome to the show, Joan Price. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Tristan. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being here. You know, this new book of yours, Naked at Our Age, is really fantastic. I devoured it. I am not even technically the target audience, but I learned a lot. There's so much information jammed in here. I want to read a brief quote just to give people a sense of what the book is. So you write in the book, "Naked at Our Age is a candid, straight-talking book addressing senior sexuality in all its colors, the challenges, the disappointments, and the surprises, as well as the delights and the love stories. Naked at Our Age gives real-life people age 50 to 90 a voice to tell stories of their past and present sex lives, ask questions, and get straightforward advice and information. No topic about elder sexuality is off limits," which is absolutely true. You know, I understand that your book, better than I ever expected, and the reactions to it and the feedback that you got about it actually affected this new book, Naked at Our Age. So tell me what inspired you to write this one.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Better than I ever expected was more or less my love story of meeting the man of my dreams at age, when I was 57 and he was 64. And our sex lives, as well as our emotional lives, were so amazing that I couldn't believe no one was talking about this kind of thing, that nobody was talking about senior sex in such a positive and delighted way. So I wrote a book that was celebrating senior sex. And after it came out, people kept coming up to me and saying, "Well, it's a good thing that you're having such great sex, but you know what? I'm not." And then they would start telling me their stories. And I realized, oh my gosh, I've got to get answers for these people. And that needs to be my next book, that the other side of celebrating the joys is addressing the problems. So I collected about 150 reader stories with their questions. And I signed on about 45 experts in the field. They were therapists. They were doctors. They were researchers, and got answers to their questions. And Tristan, I am so proud of this book. I'm delighted that it's winning the awards it is. But more than that, I know it's serving the people that don't know where to go for answers. And I'm so proud to be doing that.
Well, you should be proud. It's a really fantastic book. And one of the things I think that its strength is that you do have, you capture all of these voices. You capture the voices of your readers and the people who tell their real life stories. And those are, you know, wonderful and detailed, and they really come to life. And then you turn to these various experts and say, "Okay, so what's your take on this problem?" Then you chime in and give your take on it. And I feel like it feels like all of a sudden you have access to this entire network of people who are all thinking a lot about senior sexuality.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the thing, because people tend to not know where to, not even know there is information available. They think, "Oh, I'm having this problem, that problem. Well, then it must be because I'm getting old. That's too bad. I sure used to enjoy sex. Bye-bye, sex." And that's not what you need to do. There are answers. For every problem that comes up, there are solutions to it. It's just we don't know where to find them.
You know, one thing I was really struck by in these questions that people sent to you and that you feature in the book is, you know, some of them are quite complex. Some of them have a sense of urgency about them. And the thing that kept coming to mind is, why aren't there answers to these crucial questions anywhere? Why can't people have these conversations with their partners, with their peers, with their doctors?
Bingo.
Why? Yeah. Why do you think they can't?
I think they can't because, golly, there are a lot of reasons, but one huge one is what I call the ick factor, that our culture sees older people as sexless or as pathetic or ludicrous if they are enjoying sex or wanting to enjoy sex. So with that frame of reference, we don't have positive role models. We don't see them in the media. We don't read about them. We don't get that information. Plus, the doctors, it's not their fault, but medical training includes almost nothing on sexuality, as I'm sure you know, and totally nothing about older age sexuality. So unless they made a point of augmenting their information and finding the resources that our people need, then they don't know. They don't know how to refer us. So I have, in fact, in Naked at Our Age and on my blog, things you can say to your doctor to get information and to say, for example, if you don't know the answer to that, can you please find me a referral? Find me someone who does know the answer. And I've had doctors buying my book or patients taking my book to the doctors. I've been invited to speak at a large HMO. And so it's slowly changing, but it will only change if we speak up. If we say, hello, you forgot to ask me if I'm sexually active or I want to be.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's the fascinating thing is that someone's writing prescriptions for Viagra and Levitra left and right.
Yeah.
But it seems that those prescriptions are not being, you know, accompanied by a real straight talk conversation about sex. I mean, it seems like while there is talk and awareness around erectile dysfunction in men, there isn't necessarily any other talk beyond that about men and especially women's sexuality as they age.
There's a lot that men don't learn also. Well, for one thing, men are very shy about talking about erectile dysfunction with their doctors. They'd rather shout it at a class reunion than admit to their doctor that they can't get erections. So they often don't bring it up. Or when they do bring it up in order to ask for prescriptions, say, for Viagra, the doctor will often just write the prescription and not say, okay, let's look at why you're having erectile difficulties. Let's talk about this. Is it all the time? Is it some of the time? Do you get erections when you sleep? What's going on? Let's run some tests. Let's make sure we can rule out heart disease, diabetes, or one of the many, many medical conditions that are signaled by erectile dysfunction.
That was one of the fascinating things in your book, Joan, that I learned, which is that being too embarrassed to bring this issue up with your doctor is actually could be a matter of life and death. And in fact,
yes,
erectile dysfunction could be the very early symptom of something very serious.
Mm-hmm.
But if you dismiss it as, oh, I'm getting old, so that's sex, that's my penis, it's not working,
yep,
then you could be missing a really, really important diagnosis.
That's right. And there is even the equivalent for women, though most people don't know this, that if, I mean, it's natural for, let me back up, after menopause and then as we age, it's natural for us to have, say, a slower sexual response, more trouble reaching orgasm because of the hormonal deficit, both estrogen and testosterone. However, if there's a change that's sudden, gee, last year at this time, I was easily aroused, and now I can't get aroused or I can't have orgasms. That's the same thing. That's the equivalent of the man who suddenly can't get erections. So we need to inform our doctors and have our tests run. I'm sure you remember that really moving story in Naked at Our Age, the woman who was in love with another woman, a younger woman, and the older woman stopped finding sex easy or fun, and she gradually withdrew from it. And the younger woman ended up leaving and running off with a best friend. And then the older woman had a heart attack.
Yes.
And discovered that the reason that she was not able to be sexually aroused was blockage.
Yeah, was actual blood circulation, was her,
yes,
blood pressure and her circulation. That,
yes,
was a very dramatic story. Okay,
oh, so dramatic.
We've got to take a break, but there is so much more to talk about. First, we're just going to hear from some of our fabulous sponsors, including the Smitten Kitten. The Smitten Kitten is one of the best sex toy stores on the planet, period. It's a progressive sex shop, and they specialize in high-quality sex toys and supplies. You can get Joan's books there, and you can get a lot of the products that Joan talks about in her books there. Check them out at smittenkittenonline.com and use the coupon code Tristan for 20% off. Stay with us. We'll talk more with Joan Price about senior sex when we return.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans, just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we're talking with Joan Price, the author of Better Than I Ever Expected, Straight Talk About Sex After 60, and Naked at Our Age, Talking Out Loud About Senior Sex. Before the break, Joan, one of the things you brought up, one of the reasons there's this stigma attached to talking to doctors is that people don't think of seniors as being sexual, being sexually active, as prioritizing sex. What are some other really big myths about seniors and sex?
Oh my gosh, so many. Well, here's a big myth that, since we were talking about erections, that an erection is necessary for a sexually fulfilling relationship, either on the part of the woman partner or on the man himself, where actually a man is capable of reaching orgasm without an erection. Did you know that?
I did. I do.
Isn't that cool? Most
yes.
people don't know that.
Exactly.
And certainly a woman can be satisfied without an erection. There are fingers, there are lips, there are tongues, there are sex toys that do a marvelous job at that. No erection required. It isn't that we don't love your erect penises, guys. We do love them. But if that is no longer an option for you because of a particular condition you have, that doesn't mean you should withdraw from sex, and certainly don't withdraw from talking to us about sex, because so often a man will just feel so embarrassed and unmanly because of this that he will really withdraw, turn his face to the wall, and hope we don't notice.
You know, that's a theme that runs throughout this book, this notion that people need to reframe their sex lives as they age, especially
yes.
around things like what constitutes sex and intercourse being the only kind of sex. What advice do you give people about how to transform how they think about sex?
Oh, gosh. For one thing, men and women need to unlearn their upbringings, and I have several chapters about that, actually. Men need to unlearn the notion, I am my penis. And if the penis is working well, I'm cool, and if it isn't, I'm done. They need to just start over again with that whole thing and realize that they're capable of sexual pleasure in many different ways, that the whole body can become a sex organ, that in fact, both men and women can really value the what's what is better about sex at our age, not just compensate for what isn't going so well. For example, now both men and women like a lot of touching, a lot of kissing. What woman hasn't wanted more foreplay from her guy? And now we don't even have to call it foreplay. It is just, this is sex. Whether you're kissing for an hour first or stroking to orgasm or stroking to non-orgasm, it's all sex. And we just need to expand that. There's something else that women are always surprised by when I give talks and this comes out. And that is, so many women say to me, but I'm not in the mood for sex anymore. I just don't feel that desire. I used to love it. I just don't even care about it anymore. And the thing that they're not realizing is they can get that sexual delight back if they'll do it the other way around than they used to. And what I mean by that is we used to think we had to feel desire first, the craving for sex, and then we go, okay, let's go ahead and let's do some things that will get me physiologically aroused now. But it works the other way around often for us at this age, which means that if we're not particularly feeling we're in the mood for sex, we're not adverse to it, we have a good relationship, things are working well, just nothing is prompting us to go, gotta have it now, go ahead and get started. Let the physiological arousal happen first, and the mood will kick in afterwards instead of before.
Yes. I mean, Joan, this is, you write in your book, just the tiniest little piece of information, which should be a bumper sticker on every car in America. In order to desire it, do it.
Yes.
And then one of your experts actually expands on this, Barb Dupree, Dr. Barb mm-hmm. Dupree. And I want to quote a piece of her explanation. She says, for us, meaning for women, having sex is less an urge than a decision. One we can choose to make and then act upon. When we decide to say yes instead of no, when we decide to schedule sex instead of waiting for our body to spontaneously light on fire, when we decide to engage with methods that will put us in the mood rather than wait for romantic moments to magically happen, we're using our heads to keep sex in our relationships. That is one of my favorite parts of the book. And this is what I mean by this book is not just for seniors. All of the things that you just said, Joan, are so radical yet so important for people of all ages. These ideas that we have to reinvent and rediscover what sex is and what it could be, and that we have to let go of these myths about desire. And about, I don't have a feeling overcoming me that I need to rip off your clothes at this very minute, therefore, I'm not going to have sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. And I've often thought we would have a better world in 20, 30 years if all 30-year-olds read this book. Wouldn't that change things?
It totally would. No, you're totally right. And another theme in the book is about masturbation and staying connected to your sexuality and your body through the ages. Why do you think masturbation is so important?
It's so important because many of us are not partnered at this age. We lose our partners. We lose them through death, through divorce, through maybe one person losing interest and we're unable to get them interested again. But we've got to keep ourselves going. That our sensuality, our sexuality, our ability to have that kind of delight and pleasure, including arousal and orgasm, that's ours for life if we keep it up. If we let it go, we do lose it. It is a use it or lose it kind of thing. So if we just keep self-pleasuring and the magic number to keep everything working well is at least once a week. So this may sound silly, but put it on the to-do list for the week and cross it off when it's done. If you don't feel, if you don't feel that craving that I'm in the mood, I want to make time for this, make time for it anyway. It's so important for lots of reasons, for general health reasons, for sexual health reasons. And because if we don't have sex, either with a partner or with ourselves, because of the hormonal deficit, the blood flow is much less than it used to be to the genitals as well as to everywhere else, but particularly to the genitals. And if we don't bring blood flow to the genitals intentionally through masturbation or through partner sex, then we lose that ability to get aroused easily, sometimes to get aroused at all. So it's so important to do. And also, should there possibly be a partner in our future, we've got to keep our sexuality alive. Or we may find, as some women have told me, that they tried to have sex with a new man after being celibate for years, and they could not have penetration. It just hurt too darn much. But we don't have to let that happen. We can do penetration ourselves with fingers, with sex toys, with dilators, with cool vibrators, any number. And by the way, I need to insert here that I review sex toys from a senior perspective. I think I'm the only one who does that on my blog, nakedatourage.com, because there are certain things about sex toys that only a senior will tell you. For example, will it hurt your wrist if you have arthritis and you have to hold it for a really long time? Will it overheat if it has to be going for a really long time? Does it go intensely enough if we have trouble getting aroused? And this is sort of silly, but it enters in. Can we read the controls without our reading glasses?
Oh, Joan, that's a good one that I didn't think of. And also, some of the instruction booklets are really small. Like, I'm thinking of some in particular that the print is quite small, but I guess you could read the instructions, then put the glasses down. But if there were also buttons, you wouldn't know up from down, because we all sort of lose that sense of
I know, and sight. When you're trying to turn it up, the last thing you want is to turn it off by mistake.
Or turn it down, right?
Bummer.
Yeah.
I know some of these instruction booklets, I have a copier that enlarges, so I'll enlarge it 3 or 4 times till I can read it, and then I'll put on my blog review what's important from it so no one else has to suffer.
No, I think that's great, and one of the things you have been doing since the first book came out about sex is really cultivating both a community and a resource for people to go to. I mean, you have become the go-to girl on senior sex.
Woohoo!
And it's important because that was a niche that wasn't filled. And like you said, I don't know any sex toy reviewers who are coming from a very specific place of what are the issues around mobility or aging and this sex toy. It's a unique perspective, but it's one that we need to have out there.
We absolutely do.
Well, we're going to
thank you.
We're going to take another break. Speaking of sex toys, one of my other fabulous sponsors is WeVibe. WeVibe is the world's best-selling couples vibrator. And lately, in addition to their signature toy, WeVibe, they've been expanding their line of toys. They have a lot of different ones now on the market. You should go to their website, we-vibe.com, to find out all about it. We will continue talking about hot senior sex with Joan Price after this break. Stay with us.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we are talking with Joan Price, author of Naked at Our Age, Talking Out Loud About Senior Sex. Joan, in this book, you tackle some pretty racy topics, but one of the ones that's near and dear to my heart that I love to see there was a chapter on is open relationships.
Mm-hmm.
How much of an issue is this for senior folks, negotiating non-monogamy, polyamory, etc.?
For many who grew up in that lifestyle, it isn't. It's just you just continue. Your hair grows gray. You keep on going. But there are people who decide. So much is fluid after menopause, particularly, where sometimes we think, huh, you know, I never did this before, but I would sort of like to see if it's for me. And this can happen. This can happen very easily, that you want to either open up a relationship or maybe try something kinkier than you're used to doing, or take on a third person in your relationship. There are so many options that I don't know whether it is that something hormonally or brain chemically changes. I don't really know that. But so many people have reported that, including people reporting that now they want a different gender than they thought they wanted sexually. And that's, you just can't predict what it's going to be happening in the future. So for people who want to experiment with either an open marriage or open relationship or with swinging, with kink, they need resources so they don't get themselves in trouble just by throwing them into an arena where we have to admit there are some people who want to take advantage. And so it's good to know what's cool to do. How do you get started? If you want to see whether BDSM is for you, then what's your first step? How do you make contact with other people? How do you screen people? What do you do? Or it can be as simple as someone who was married and monogamous for 40 years, who now wants to either open up the relationship or has lost the spouse and wants to try something that isn't another committed relationship right away, then what are the new rules? Are there rules? How do you learn what they are? So it's very interesting. And in fact, I give, it's a little off from that topic, but I give a workshop called How the Heck Do I Date at This Age? And one of the things we discuss is just what are the new rules? And hello, there are some, but nobody knows what they are. So here's how to proceed.
Well, I guess the obvious question is, you know, can you teach an old dog new tricks? I mean, in your experience talking to all these people, have you found that people who've been in monogamous marriages for 30 plus years are actually willing to try non-monogamy when they're, you know, after the age 50?
Some are, and some want to do it the other way around. Some who have been into non-monogamy their whole lives and said, hey, I don't want to restrict myself to one person. Then suddenly that calms down and they say, you know, this is the only person I really want to be with. I want to put my effort into this person. So it can go in either direction. And certainly for people who were in monogamous relationships and now want to try exploring an open relationship, it might not be that they were really in monogamous relationships. They thought they were. They pretended they were in some cases. I mean, there's a lot of cheating that went on. Not in every relationship. I'm not accusing anyone of anything here. But people do admit to that and say, yeah, we had an exclusive relationship, except that I had this happening and that happening at times. So I think, if anything, we're getting more honest. We're saying we don't need to cheat. Let's just talk about it and set up some new rules.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of honesty, I noticed that in my Facebook feed, there's someone I follow who is constantly talking about her struggles with hot flashes, which have been practically debilitating. Now, it's very funny because I have lots and lots of friends, and many of them are all around the same age, yet she's the only one who's really out there about on social media about being in menopause.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering if you would take a minute and tell me, you know, some of the really key things you wish you knew before you went into menopause.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who are approaching menopause.
Well, I'll tell you something about the way I went through it. The perimenopause was the hard part for me. That's the part where the body is changing, but it isn't full-fledged menopause yet. Periods are maybe heavy, or maybe they're lighter, or they're irregular. They happen every few months. They haven't totally stopped for a year. And I called this PMS on steroids. That's what it felt like. I was teaching aerobics in the morning at that time. And I would fill a water bottle with ice, and I would stick it in my bra. So I would be teaching an aerobics class with this giant, this like 32-ounce water bottle of ice sticking out of my front. And that's how I did it, because the hot flashes would go. And, of course, if you're exercising, you're raising your body heat anyway. And that would bring on the hot flashes more. So I just kept ice at my chest. And I had a fantasy of designing a line of fashion that was called hot flash wear, that was made of Velcroed patches, so that if the hot flash struck, you could just pull off the flashes, the patches, and let the skin cool and then slap them back on again.
Just like stripper wear. Like,
yeah,
like,
there you go.
Chippendales.
So I think approaching it with a sense of humor, getting all of the medical information you can. Maybe hormone replacement is right for you. Maybe it is not. Only your health professional can sit down with you, with your medical history, your family history, and help you know that. Too many women try to decide this on their own. They say, oh, I'm natural, so I'm not going to do that. Or they go the other way and they say, I don't care what might happen. I need my hormones. Whereas a health professional could sit down and say, look, here's what research is showing with your family history. This would be safe for you. I wouldn't advise this. And that's what my doctor did, and it was very helpful. Then the other thing that happens is when we go through menopause, we don't want to be responsible for anyone else. And this is something that we would laugh about in the locker room at the gym all the time, all of us going through menopause at the same time. And we kept saying, and so I said to my husband, you keep track of your own dentist appointment, damn it. And it was really that sometimes the woman, the mother, the wife is in charge of keeping the family going. And at this time, it's a very introspective time. Things are different. Our bodies don't feel the same. Our brains don't feel the same. We don't have the same goals. We don't have the same sleep patterns. We don't want the heat on in our house. And so if we can prepare by getting everyone who depends on us to get in the habit of taking care of themselves and only coming to us for advice in emergency, not for us to take over, I think menopause would go smoother.
That's some good advice. I like that advice. This is not the typical stuff you hear. It's good. Now, one of the chapters in the book is all about dealing with a partner with Alzheimer's. And this struck me, Joan, as so ballsy, so taboo, so heartbreaking. Yeah. What made you decide to include it?
I have two friends whose husband has Alzheimer's now, the other whose husband did have Alzheimer's until he died. And in talking to them about their issues, the caregiving, and how they really felt they had to give up themselves in caring for a person with Alzheimer's. And I said, well, what about your sexuality? And one person said, well, I don't talk about this much, but I have a special friend. And the other one said, oh, well, I just didn't think about that at all. I realized that we need to get that out in the open, too. What do you do? What do you do in that case? And then I met some wonderful people, the people that I call my storytellers in that chapter, who were willing to share and would say, okay, this is what I do. I have another partner for sex, and I love this other person very much. That doesn't mean I don't love my wife. But my wife is inaccessible to me in that way now. And I had a marvelous expert weigh in on how to look at whether that was okay for you personally. You know, this has to be personal. Nobody should say to you, yeah, but you're still married, so you can't do this, dot, dot, dot. Or, well, he doesn't even know who you are anymore. Go do what you want. No one can tell you that. It's up to you to see what is right for you. Now, ideally, we would all have this conversation with our spouses before this happened. Who has? I don't see any hands raised. But wouldn't that be valuable to say, in case of Alzheimer's or a debilitating physical or mental illness, what should our arrangement be? I want you to know that I want, usually, here's what a spouse would say. I want you to be happy. I don't want you to give up your life in service to caregiving me. I don't want that for you. And when, I know you know that I lost my husband to cancer. And when he got his cancer diagnosis, he said to me, you can leave. It's really all right. You can go. And we'll always be friends, but I don't want to burden you with this. And I just stared at him and I said, you're the man I love. Nothing would hurt me more than having you go this alone. I'm here with you. You know, we're a team here. And we were. And many times during that journey, he repeated that again. He said, you don't have to stay. I don't want to be sapping your life. You have such life in you. And I'd say, I love you and I'm staying. And it was very hard. I won't say, and so then we happily journeyed into the end of his life. There's nothing happy about it. But there also was never, ever that possibility that I would leave. He did say to me also when he knew his death was imminent, I want you to keep living your life. You have so much joy in you. Please use it. Reach out to people. So I'm grateful that we could have those discussions. So many people don't. So many people don't have any idea what they need to do to honor the person that they married or that they loved. It's really a sticky thing. And that chapter, the Alzheimer's chapter in Naked at Our Age, was the saddest one for me. I cried through the whole thing. I cried through the grief chapter, too. But the saddest one, the one I was even tempted to take out, was the Alzheimer's, because every other chapter, there was someplace to go from there, someplace that would make it better, some information that would make it better. And with the Alzheimer's chapter, there's no way it's going to be better. So it's just a matter of looking inward and seeing what do I need to keep myself integral. I'm not even sure how to express that. But it was so important to keep it because this is a fact of aging, and I didn't want to sugarcoat any of it.
Joan, these are just such important conversations to have. And I mean, the gifts that you gave to your partner, Robert, your husband, and the gifts he gave you are you're sharing them with us is how I feel when I read about this love story between the two of you. And then when I hear some of these really difficult conversations that you had, I think, okay, if you can have it, I can have it. And I think that's why your work has resonated with so many people, because there is this spirit to you of just jumping in with both feet. And I think you give permission for other people to do the same.
Well, that's really my mission, is to have people feel they can talk out loud. And if I won't, then how can I expect anyone else to?
Yeah.
So I thought at first I was, okay, I'm sort of going to sacrifice myself to the cause. But I found out it isn't a sacrifice. It's a total joy to talk out loud about all these issues and to have people look at me first in shock. And then I see them in the body posture. They start to sink back a little bit, and then they come forward, and then their mouths open, and then they smile. And it's just it's so wonderful. And I do feel that Robert would be very proud of me, that he is very proud of me for continuing this work. He even made me promise that I would. He said, promise me that you'll keep doing your work. And at the time, I wanted to say to him, I'll promise whatever you want, just stay alive. But we didn't have that option. But I promised him, and I'm doing it. And it is bringing me joy. It's giving me a rich life again. I didn't know that I'd ever have a rich life again, rich in emotional terms, not monetary for sure. But it really is. It really fills me. And no day goes by that I don't learn something new and have the opportunity to share it with other people.
Oh, we've got to take another commercial break, which is really rough, but is my reality right now. So let's take a little break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears and talk about, a favorite subject out there, porn. That's right. Joan's in the porn game now, people, and we're going to hear all about it. So stay with us. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try Astroglide X, premium silicone personal lubricant. Astroglide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. Astroglide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does Astroglide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We've been talking this episode with Joan Price, the author of Naked at Our Age, talking out loud about senior sex. And before the break, I teased all of you that we'd be talking about porn because, of course, I wanted you to stay with us. Although during the commercial break, Joan chided me and said, I don't know if it's actually porn. What I'm talking about is her latest project, which is an anthology that she edited called Ageless Erotica. So, Joan, how did this come about?
This has been a gleam in my eye for many years. And what's behind it is that I read erotica. I'm sent a lot of erotica books to review. I read them and I don't relate to them because I'm not, the way I put it is most erotica, traditional erotica is a lot of sopping wet panties and rock hard erections. And I don't really relate to either one of those these days. So I wanted to read erotica. I would call it erotica rather than porn, but we can agree to disagree on that. I wanted to read erotica that related to my experience, that didn't give the idea you have to be young and fertile and with sopping wet panties or rock hard erections in order to be sexy. And so I had always envisioned, what would it be like to have an anthology of erotica written by people over 50, sometimes a lot over 50, featuring characters over 50 with steamy, sexy scenes that still did not ignore what aging is about. In other words, can we have the challenges of aging and real titillating erotica in the same story? And I was convinced we could. I didn't know how to write it, but I thought I'd know it when I read it. So I got Seal Press interested in this, bless them, and I put out the call for submissions, and I stated specifically the writers had to be over 50, characters had to be over 50, and that it had to be not just, as I put it, traditional erotica with a few wrinkles. It had to really be acknowledging what sex in an aging body was like and making it sexy.
And I think you accomplished it.
I got 105 submissions. I chose 29 of those. Then I worked with the writers and we polished their pieces. And this is such a source of pride. This just came out in February. It's called Ageless Erotica, 29 stories, all sorts of stories. And sometimes it's about sex with a long-term partner, sometimes with a new partner, sometimes with a vibrator or with a fantasy. I'm just delighted by it. And I sure hope readers will be too.
Well, this really is the next frontier. You know, this is something that I hear about as I also edit erotica anthologies. And as you know, I make visual porn. And something all the time is that when are we going to see representations of people over 50 who are sexual, who are vibrant, and who are real?
Yes.
People are constantly asking me for that. And I'm just thrilled that you convinced a publisher to publish this and that they didn't sort of poo-poo you and say, oh, come on now, Joan, you've taken it too far. Because I do feel like there's a huge market and people, many times you want to be swept up in a fantasy, but other times you want to be able to see yourself on the page.
Exactly. I want to imagine that what's happening in that story is happening to me. And I can't in most erotica.
But you also, all of this has come out of your love of fitness. Now, you talked briefly about teaching an aerobics class. And so for people who don't know your background, you're a big fitness person. And what I think that is communicated really clearly in your book is this notion of how sexuality plays into our overall health and longevity.
That's right. It's all part of a fit, healthy lifestyle is to include sexuality. And when you are physically active in other parts of your life, it enhances your sexuality. It increases the blood flow that we talked about before. It makes it easier to become aroused. Plus, we tend to like our bodies more if we're physically active and in good shape. So many people are embarrassed about their bodies, and they're saying, well, I don't know that I want anyone to see me naked. Yeah, you do. Turn on the lights or use candles.
And I think that's part of what maybe this erotica book can do for people, too, is it may be able to spur sort of inspiration or conversations between couples who are looking to maintain that sexual connection, but who have been together for maybe a long time and need to reinvent themselves in the bedroom.
Right. And so much of that comes out in the stories. Several of them are about long-term relationships. Quite a few of them are, but certainly not all. And one thing that comes out is that there is a plus to really knowing the other person and trusting the other person to really know you, to know what you like, to know how your body responds, to be able to communicate without words often. Then the other part to that, though, is that sometimes you have to make it new. So what do you bring into the bedroom so that you're constantly spicing it up in some way? And all of that is in Ageless Erotica, too.
Well, Joan, this has been such an entertaining and educational hour. Thank you so much for all the work that you do in the world and for spending this time with me on Sex Out Loud.
It has been totally my pleasure, Tristan.
I want to do another brief shout out to my other sponsor who we didn't talk about, but is certainly pertinent to this conversation, and that is Astroglide. Astroglide has an amazing line of lubricants. Check out their all natural, which is glycerin and paraben free. You can get a free sample by going to astroglide.com. Joan Price is the author of Naked at Our Age, Talking Out Loud About Senior Sex, and the editor of the hot new anthology, Ageless Erotica, both published by Seal Press. Find out more about her at joanprice.com and just get access to the most amazing resources and community at nakedatourage.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Joan Price. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again or tell your friends about it, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You can also subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible, including executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, my engineer today, Dee, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, when I will have two really fantastic guests. First, I'll talk to the groundbreaking lesbian pornographer and one of the founders of On Our Backs, Nan Kinney, who runs Fatal Media and is still one of the icons of the lesbian porn world. Then later in that hour, I'll talk to Elizabeth Sheff, who will be talking about her research on polyamorous families. Research that is truly unique, one of a kind, and groundbreaking. I can't wait to have those conversations. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on facebook.com/asktristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, and in your own life. No matter what your age, take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by The Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.